I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The nonprofit organization Downtown Languages has worked for a decade to provide language and life skills classes to adult immigrants and their families in Lane County. They'll celebrate their 10-year anniversary by hosting an evening of traditional Mexican dances and music at the Wilders Theater in Springfield on Saturday. The music includes music by Alessandro, who brings his new CD, Paisanos. He joins me in the KLCC studios along with the executive director of Downtown Languages, Paulina Romo Villasenor. Welcome.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having us here.
Well, Paulina, what's the level of need for language and life skills assistance in Lane County these days?
Well, we have seen the Hispanic population and the immigrant population in general rise over the last 10 years. We see a big increase, so there's a higher need every year for more language classes, and not just language classes, but classes that help people understand the system a little bit better and integrate in the community better. So we offer language classes as well as computer classes, citizenship preparation. We have family literacy as well. We do art workshops to promote Latin American arts. We also do a youth career transitioning program for Hispanic youth, among many other things.
We see most often immigrants coming here from Mexican roots, but there's a wide variety of cultures, I suspect, beyond that. What other places and cultures do people come from and arrive in Lane County?
Well, the majority of our students are from Mexico, certainly, but we also have students from Guatemala. We have actually served people from all over South America. We have had people from Argentina, Chile, Colombia, Venezuela. So it's a very rich environment. Sometimes people don't realize that actually diversity is higher than you know people can see on a day-to-day basis.
Well, one of the successful ways to bridge cultures is through the arts, because music, dance, and visual arts frequently transcend language. How does that apply in the context of what you're creating on Saturday?
Another thing we want to is to bring to this community more diversity and to represent, you know, the population that is actually here now with all these traditional dances from Mexico. So we're going to be representing a few states in the dances. We want to, bring more of the Latin American arts to this community, while at the same time helping our center to raise some funds for the services that we provide.
Who are the dance troupes that will be performing on Saturday evening?
One of them is the Ballet Folklorico Olincali, and they're going to be performing the traditional dances from the different states. And the other one is Grupo de Danza Tepeyac, which does pre-Hispanic dances, mostly Aztec dances from before the Spaniards came.
And music in between dances, Alessandro will be performing live. Alessandro, talk about the kind of music that you perform and what you'll be bringing on Saturday.
Sure. I perform folkloric music from all over Latin America. That one night, well, I'm going to be performing from Venezuela, folkloric music from Venezuela, Puerto Rico, Panama, and other countries as well, Central and South America. I'm constantly researching what new music can I bring to share with people the ancient culture and the contemporary folkloric music of Latin America as well.
And your new CD is just about to come out, Paisanos. Tell me what that word means and why it's the album title.
Okay, Paisanos means countrymen, my countrymen. Usually it refers to the people who work the land, like the farmers, the small farmers of the countryside of South America and Central America and the Caribbean. You know, so we all are in Latin American countrymen. We are paisanos. So it brings that feeling.
Pajarillo, pajarillo, que cantas por donde quiera. Vamos a oír el cantar para cantarle a Venezuela, la tierra que pare machos y no se dan donde quiera, de esos que arriesgan la vida cuando toca defenderla, como lo hizo Bolívar, el que el libertador fuera, que luchó a capa y espada por defender nuestra tierra.
Music from Alessandro on KLCC, a rough mix from his forthcoming CD, Paisanos. Alessandro, where are your personal roots?
Well, my personal roots are from the world. I feel myself a citizen of the world. I was born in Nicaragua. I was raised in Costa Rica, where I did kindergarten all to my undergrad studies in the University of Costa Rica. I went to live for Panama for a little while, and then the Dominican Republic, where I lived for 12 years, and before coming to the United States, to Oregon.
What's your experience been like in Lane County as an immigrant coming to Lane County? How welcome have you felt, and what are the challenges?
Well, I think I have found the most beautiful people in America. The idiosyncrasy of the Eugenians, I mean, Blue Jean Eugene, you know, I love that. And I identify myself with the hippie culture, you know, and the liberalism, you know, of the soul, you know, and no string attached. I feel free here.
Paulina, talk about the common challenges that people have coming to Lane County that you will see faced over and over again. What's the most difficult?
Well, I think perhaps because this community hasn't been very diverse, even though it's welcoming and it's very open, like Alessandro was saying, the diversity hasn't been present for very long. So I think for people to kind of approach the other, sometimes there's a little fear on both sides. Maybe there's a little bit of lack of communication. Another barrier that we see is just people, especially first-generation immigrants, not really understanding the system that well. And I think that's when institutions like Downtown Languages are very important, because we try to help parents understand how the schooling system works for the kids, opening a checking account, things like that. And then another barrier I think that I see is a lot of the families that we serve are low-income families, and it's just very difficult sometimes to make it like that. You know, like you have all these pressures. I think Lane County is very proactive in trying to really integrate immigrants. There's a lot of groups that are coming up that are really working on seeing how immigrants can be better integrated in this community.
What do you wish the community to know about Downtown Languages or this Saturday's event?
Everybody is welcome to come and join us, because what we want to do is to create spaces for people to lose that fear of interacting and then come together so that, you know, we can feel better as a community.
Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you very much,
Thank
Eric.
You.
Thanks for having us.
Paulina Romo Villaseñor, Executive Director of Downtown Languages, and folkloric musician Alessandro. They'll be part of the Downtown Languages 10th Anniversary Celebration at the Wilders Theater in Springfield this Saturday, August 16th. Springfield Mayor Christine Lundberg will serve as honorary chair. NoHo's Tamales and Drinks at 6 p.m. Dance and music begins at 7 p.m. For more information, downtownlanguages.org and wildestheater.com. More on the music of Alessandro at alessandrotv.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.